Week 5 coaches shows here continuing on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinn and Prophet. Now joining me alongside now is the Axel Eagle Boys head coach Jason Tynan, and a team that right now is on a dominant tear this season, 10-0, 5-0 in the league, going into the Twin Valley League tournament as the 2 seed. So a bye will be gifted here this Saturday, and then play will resume next week there for Axel. But before we talk about the Twin Valley League tournament, let's talk about these last 3 games for you and your team. A win of 77-67 of Bishop Seabury Academy, a big one over Lincoln with 77 points again, and then a big one also over Onega, 83-40. Coach, tell me about these last 3 games for you and your team.
We've been really efficient offensively. We've been doing a lot of good things in transition. And then our defense is kind of starting our offense. I just think that we're doing a lot of things really well right now, and it's a good thing to see, and you just want to keep building on that momentum. I think, defensively, I know with where we hang our hat on, we're causing a lot of turnovers, we're speeding teams up, and the game's being played at our pace, and that's really beneficial to us on the offensive side.
Well, looking and talking about, a key player here this season for your team, Colin Shaughnessy, had a 44-point performance over Bishop Seabury Academy. He had an impressive performance of 38 points against Onega. What's it like you're taking a player like him into this Twin Valley League tournament? Also, just talk about the Twin Valley League tournament. So, again, talk about Shaughnessy, this tournament coming up here. What's a player like him really mean to you for this team? And then also, what kind of role is he going to play in this tournament this season for your team?
Yeah, I know his point totals have been up there. It's a quiet 38, and if you can say a quiet 44, you really don't feel like he's had that. Like if you would ask me last night after the game was over how many he had, if walking into the locker room, I probably would have said, high 20s, maybe right there in the mid 20s. And then when you get the scorebook, you're kind of blown away by it. But his teammates are doing a really good job of fighting him. I think when I say quiet, it's not like he's pounding the ball out top and he's doing a lot of just one-on-one stuff. He's doing it within the framework of the offense. He's finding those. He gets a lot of second-chance points and a lot of points in transition, getting out and running and, leading the break or filling a lane. And so I think some of those points are kind of hidden, but they're still points and they're still valuable. And he's doing a really good job of that. But I go back to his teammates. I mean, Wyatt Detweiler and Joe Liebarger and Landon Smith. I mean, they've been averaging 4 or 5 assists a game the last couple of games, and they're finding a guy when he's hot, and so they're doing a good job of that. And Colin continues to find new ways to score, and so I think he'll see a different type of defenses coming up in the TVL tournament. We kind of usually see maybe some what we call junk defenses, some box and ones and stuff like that. But, we're equipped with the depth that we have scoring that we can handle that. And the great thing about Colin is he doesn't really force a lot, and so he's not going to get frustrated with that. He'll distribute if he needs to, like even in his stretch here where he's averaging 30-some points a game, he's averaging 6 assists as well. And so he's doing a great job, and I think, he just keeps sharpening his blade here. And, and I think that, he's showing his bag, his tool, what all is in his bag offensively, and it's pretty special.
Well, real quick here, let's talk about the matchup this week. You play on Thursday against the Troy Trojans before the Twin Valley League tournament. What are going to be some keys to this matchup, and what more momentum can you kind of propel after this game to go into that Twin Valley League tournament looking to win it for a consecutive season?
Yeah, I think Troy's one of those teams that, they played a lot of teams in our league, even though they got out of our league. And so they have some familiar opponents. They played Hanover, they played Blue Valley. I think they might play Centralia, and so they're a team that they kind of have some TVL pedigree behind them, where they understand the difference in the leagues across the state. And I think that they have offensive firepower. Defensively, they get after it and try to create and try to they like to play our tempo as well. And so it's just trying to stay a little bit disciplined, try to execute a little bit, make them play defense a little bit, and see what we get our shot when we want it. As far as defensively, it's trying to slow down their scores. I know that they got a couple kids that can really light it up, and you got to contain some of them and keep them off the scoreboard a little bit and not let them get hot, because I think when they get hot, they all start getting hot. And so it'll be a good matchup for us. And I think, you know, it's one of those games you don't want to sleep on before you head into the TVL tournament. So it's kind of an awkward situation. It's just staying, having a good practice and keeping them motivated and focused for the next game ahead.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, thank you for jumping up here and joining us for week number 5 of our coaches shows. Good luck here against Troy upcoming and as well at the Twin Valley League tournament.
All right. Thanks, Crendon.
That was head coach Jason Tynan of the Axel Eagle Boys. This locker room chat's been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.